This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hababam. We continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Tezvav. Let's speak outside the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. The Mishnah Berurah gave two hakdamais, not one. When you have two introductions, you know that this is a... you have to brace yourself. So the two introductions were number one. Every letter needs to be written in the correct tsura. Otherwise, it's pasul. And in by doing that, there's no chiluk whether it was not written correctly in the first place or if it got ruined afterwards. At any point in time, if the letter does not have the correct surah, the letter is pasul. The second hakdama is that every letter needs to be surrounded by parchment on all four sides. However, there are two considerations here. Number one, the din of mukaf kvil is only, it has to be mukaf kvil before you write it. After you write a letter, if there a hole appears or a tear appears on the outside and it's not mukaf kvil, it is definitely kosher. That is what the Shulchan Aruch writes upcoming in Sif Tes Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah brings another consideration. According to most poskim, mukaf kvil is only on the outside of the letter, not on the inside. On the inside, if it's not mukaf kvil, even originally, it's kosher. The only one who's makbin on that is the Yushalmi. Okay, so now let us see. Let's read the Mechaber again. Im la'acher shenichtav nikav b'toicha hei o'amem, kosher. If after it was written, there's a hole in the hay or the mem, it's kosher. Afilu nikav kol toichai. Even if the whole interior had a hole, shanekav memale kol achalal. Now, the question is, why does the Mechaber say after it was written? But even before it was written, it could have a hole on the inside. So to that, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'charchilo, you shouldn't do it. Okay. The Yushalmi is mashma. Even on the inside, it should be mukav klaf. The Mechaber then says, this is where we're up to. Nikav regel panimi shel hay. If let's say there's a hole in the inner leg of the hay, afilu lo nishar mimenu ela koshuhu kosher laharash. Even if there does not remain only a tiny bit, according to the rush, it's kosher. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah b'toicha hay, v'adin shar oisiyos sheyesh lahen gimel defanes. Any letter that has three walls, v'yesh cholo b'soicha, with a hollow space in it. So, the prime example is the hay. The hay has three walls. You have a top roof, you have a side bar, and then you have a left leg. So any letter that has three walls and there's hollow inside it, I assume like a ches, maybe a vase. Aval chaf pshuta, a long chaf, the final chaf, v'choshkein vav v'chadoyma, lav toich mikri. There's no interior. So, now he says there's a hole, the inner leg of the hay has a hole. Even if, I assume regel pnimi means the little piece on the left side, okay? Now there's a hole there. Afilu lo nisha mimenu ela koshu, even if you have just a tiny bit left, kosher laharash. According to the Rush, it's kosher. What does this mean? Let's hope the Mishnah Berurah explains this. Kol hachalal, sivkatan lamed vav. This is going on. Okay, the first Mishnah Berurah we learned of Nikav b'toicha hay, that's talking about in the hay, the hollow of the interior of the hay or the mem, that we said it's kosher. Even if it occupies kol hachalal. V'afilu naga hanikuva ba'is gufa. Even if the hole is touching the letter itself, kol shenishar srita daka mibachutz kosher. In other words, listen carefully. You have a final mem. The entire interior of the final mem is hollowed out. it even infringes on the ink itself. And all you have is a little scratching around the edges, but you could see a final mem, you could see it. It's not that thick. It's kosher. Even though the hole infringes on the letter itself, as long as you have a little scratch on the outside, kosher. There's no specific thickness, no requisite thickness that a letter has to be. So here, the hole is occupying the whole interior. It's even infringing on the ink. It's kosher. Shegam bifnim. The Yishami holds the inside also has to be holeless. Vim kein dinai kimi b'chutz. If so, the din is like the outside. Vim hay hanekev b'soichai kaidem ksiva. If the hole was on the interior before you wrote pasul, it's pasul. But as we mentioned, mukaf gevil, even on the outside, is only a problem before you write the letter, not after. V'ayin b'taz prima gadim b'shem alavosh sheyesh l'hachmer kar yushalmi. The taz and the prima gadim in the name of alavosh say you should be machmer like the yushalmi. I assume if you know you only have one Sefer Torah and the only Sefer Torah you have has a hole on the interior of a letter, you could rely on the Shulchan Aruch that it's kosher. Avad, if you have a better option, you should be machmer like the Yushami. V'dad al Yushami tzarcha kafas gvil b'chol hatzdadmi b'fnim. The Yushami holds that the entire interior of the letter has to be surrounded by parchment, k'may mi b'chutz, like on the outside. Al kein, therefore, imnikav b'soichai kaidem haksiva. If there was a hole on the interior before the writing, itzel ha'ois, ba'al yideize inenu mukav kvil, yesh ligror ma'at mi b'fnim. Oh, you ready for this? Ga'oyne shechap? You want to be machmer like the Yishami, and there's a hole on the interior, and now the interior of the letter is not surrounded by parchment, so scrape off a little of the ink, and now you're left with some blank parchment, so that area is mukaf gvil. Yesh ligra ma'ar mi b'fnim, scrape a little bit on the interior, may oyve akav shel ois, from the thickness of the line of the letter, v'yeh mukaf gvil, and this way it will be surrounded by parchment. V'ayin b'ber alacha soif der maschel avol b'Yishami. Okay, this is what the end of the Mechaber I was having trouble with. The Mechaber says, Nikav regel panimi shel hei, afilu loy nishar mimeno elakoshuhu, kosher laharash. What does this mean? Nikav. Says Mishabu, v'adin im nimchak k'tsas mi hadiyay, v'loy nikav. Not only if there's a hole, but even if some of the ink erased and there's no hole. V'dafka behei palik harash. The Rush only argues about the hay. U'machshir im nishar koshu. And he holds its kosher. If you're left with a little bit, bein lamala me'anekev, whether above the hole, or bein lamata. Why? D'savar de'ein shir lahanakuda hatluyaba. There is no shir for the dot that's hanging. Even if you would write a small, small leg like this, kasher laharash. I have a feeling there's supposed to be a picture here, and the printer forgot to put it in. Because what does it mean? Afilu nikav kazeh. Does anyone have a picture in their Mishnah Berurah here? I'm going to check a different Mishnah Berurah. The word kazeh usually means there's a picture. Tesvav. Nope. Avo b'sharo isiyos, but other letters, k'may ches v'chadoy me'gama rosh ma'idah daregel smol dina k'may regel yamini. So let's go back and read the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says that if the regel panimi is definitely the little piece that's hanging under, a hay is basically a dalet and a little piece underneath. So the little regel, there's a hole in it. And now all you're left with is a tiny, tiny little dot almost. According to the Rush, it's kosher. Not only that, if a little ink gets erased from that leg, it's kosher. Why? Because there's no shear for that little nakuda. It's interesting. It's being called a nakuda. It doesn't have to be a line. It's just a little dot. A little dot is enough to produce a hay. By the way, this halacha always intrigued me because we know the letter hay represents, Hashem created this world with the letter hay. And, you know, the hole on top is the opening of tshuva. So it's interesting that the letter hay should have the most leeway and the most flexibility of any ois. The least we care about any letter is the letter hey. Like, letter hey, it's okay. Olam hazeh, what difference does it make? And as long as there's a tiny little, as long as you could, it gets by. Anyway, the Mishmur says, Afilim kasim adchila regel kasar kazeh, kasar larosh, avo besharo isyos, other letters, kumay ches v'chadoyme, gam harosh moided haregel asmali dinik my regel. Meaning the rush would agree that the left leg has of the ches has to be like the right leg. But then the Rama concludes, Haga avo shar poiskim atzrichin, kimloi ois ketana, v'halchi hilchasa. Other poiskim need, they require, like a little letter. And that's the halacha. Says Mishnah Brura, matzrichim kimloi, umayir be'inin she'im b'chisar mishom ha'kafas gvil. Now, this hole is in a situation where there's no issue of ha'kafas gvil. How so? Kagoin shenikev, it's talking about where the hole came after you wrote it. The whole leniency of the rush is where the hole came later. Why? Because if the hole came before, then it's not mukaf gvil. What do you mean? I thought only the Yushalmi is makbid mukaf gvil on the inside. It almost sounds like it's not on the inside. You can't call a hole by that little piece the inside. There's no inside of that letter. That's not the inside. The inside is only... I'm not sure about that, though. Because the Mechaber started off by saying where a hole on the inside of the hay is called the inside. So I don't know. What's the Mishnah Brura bothered by? Mishnah Brura seems like it has a kasha. Even according to the Rosh, it should be possible because it's not mukaf gvil. What do you mean? It's talking about on the inside. Okay, I'll leave you off with that question. Why is the Mishnah Brura saying that the hole had to come after you wrote it? Why couldn't it come before? And on the inside, it doesn't have to be mukaf gvil. Rabbi Yisai, have a good day. What does the Mishnah Achroina say about that? Rabbi Yeager is going to...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.